Okay, we've begun. So tonight, we have a very, very powerful letter from the author of the Chochmas Adam, the Chai Adam, Rav Avram Danzig, who lived in the 1700s, 1800s. And people know him today for his halachic work. A very, very famous rabbi, one of the Gedolei Achronim. And what's fascinating is that he was a merchant. He was a successful businessman. Right, we think of rabbis, long beards, sitting in the vase all day. His godless was he's a merchant. And in the introduction to his Chochmas Adam, which is a very popular work, he describes his lifestyle. Line one, this is gewaldic, we have it numbered. Line one. Hine yadati ki yitlachshu alaya. Skip a few words. Halo za'ish. Line two. Yadanu bo shehayu mischore aretz. Laf lifzig yoter miteva shonim. Says, I know people are whispering about me. People are whispering about me. This person's a businessman. He was a merchant in Frankfurt and Leipzig for 15 years. Line three. Vitoraso emas nasis. When did he learn Torah? Right, he's about to author the Chochmas Adam, which is studied in yeshivas till this day. Very famous work. And his introduction, he's saying, I know what people are thinking. I've been in business for the last 15 years. I've been a successful merchant. When did I ever learn? Line three. Vatorah pe'ida lo me'ever liyamhu. The Torah says, Torah is not found across the sea, which Chazal learned out. She'enu mitzuya lo b'targnin v'lo b'scharanin. Which means, Chazal learned out, Torah is not found with businessmen and people involved in training. Line 4. Dalcha chai kinisati lemarchakim lo ya lekabetz osher chalila. I didn't travel far places to gain wealth, to become rich, to become spitz. Ya'id alav adona kol rak lefarnes. Why did I become involved in business? To support my family. And he writes in the next bunch of lines, this was the Mesorah he got from his grandfather, who was a great tzaddik. Look at line 12. This is awesome. Line 12. Zeya Darcho. This was the way of my grandfather. Koya Mav Lone Hane Mea Torah. Right? My grandfather, all his life, he never benefited, he never got Parnassa from his Torah. Vayelo Yud bought him, Vikalkalo Tom Chavi Biyagiyav Kapo. My grandfather, he had 10 sons. And he supported them very comfortably, very beautifully, with through a livelihood. Vayadorish Tami Larabi Medivre Mutzur Ubebetza Kesav Alakach. He used to give Mutzur Shmuzes. He never took a penny for it, my grandfather. He had 10 sons that he supported comfortably, beautifully. Benachas. Line 14. Gamani Alachti B'ikvosav. I followed in his footsteps, says the Chochmas Adam. I also never took Parnassa for my job. Line 14. V'lolaza hora mitoch beiti zeyoter michet shana. V'lo nase dvar gadol bekilatenu bilti hiskamti. Lo bekesev lo b'machir. He says, I gave psak din Chochmas Adam. One of the Gedolei Achronim said, I gave psak din for 20 years. 20 years. I decided on communal matters. For 20 years, I didn't take a penny. I didn't take a dime. It's one of the Gedolei Achronim. I didn't take a cent for all of my hard work for the tzibor. He says, line 16, Ad ze shnatayim, until the last 2 years, Shemata yadi v'ayiti mocheres l'kabelai ol hora b'kablas pras she'tira atoro l'tamidei chachamim b'zignusam. He said, the last 2 years, I became so poor, I was so impoverished, that I had to accept money for the psak din that I issued. And it's a special heter that the Torah allows for Talmidei Chachamim in their old age. Fine. Line 18. Hagam shenasati l'merchakim v'ayiti socher av chachmati amdali. This is so powerful. Pass this on to your parents, your aunts, uncles, grandparents. The Chachmas Adam writes, when I traveled, my wisdom stayed with me. Why? Line 19. Ki misato l'derech daiti aleh. When I was traveling, I was thinking about Torah. When I was sitting in the store, in my store, I was thinking of Torah. Besides, Silai Shafil Bishas Mekach Umemkor, line 20, Pamim Harbe Ayadaiti Allah Behir Farish. When I was involved in business negotiations, I was thinking about Torah. Torah thoughts were constantly in my mind. I was constantly pondering the Torah Kadosha. And the six constant mitzvos I was constantly thinking about, right? That he writes in his Sefer. To believe that there's one Hashem, to love Hashem, to fear Hashem, and the six constant mitzvos. He was always thinking about the Eibishter, even when he was involved in business, which is such a challenging thing to do. line 22. V'yaidu alai eschorim, sh'afilu be'et nisiyati, belovsig, lo manati, likachni gemara, u'mikra mishnah. Even when I traveled to the certain places, I took the gemara with me, the chumash with me, the mishnah with me. V'lachcha baderach, it was constantly with me, it never left the Torah. During the trade fairs, he said he learned a blot and a half every single day, not even including the Mishnayos. Line 24. I'm not trying to tell you this to glorify myself, to pat myself on the back. Who am I? What am I? As it says in Brik Yavos, the person learns a lot of Torah. Don't think you're the man, you're so geshmak. That's why we're created. That's why we're in this earth, is to learn Torah. All the more so if all I did was really a minimal amount. Line 27. If somebody puts on tefillin, does he glorify himself? Does he think he's incredible, spectacular? You have to learn all the time. Line 28. Why am I writing this? For the merchants that travel on the road, and they think when they're on the road, they're putter from learning. They're exempt from their limud Torah. Hopefully my children and followers will learn from me. So to conclude, share this with your parents. Share this with anybody you know. Anybody involved in business and commerce. We learn from the Chacham Sadim, who came to Gedolei Achrayim. Constantly be engaged in Talmud Torah. Thinking about Torah, thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, elevating business to a beautiful, beautiful heights. To the best of our ability, time is so precious. We were just talking about phones. I'm sorry. People that know me, how much time do we waste on the phones and on Nourishkeit and on Hevel Havolim, doing nothing, emptiness? Mirtzah Hashem, there's always time. There's always time, Mirtzah Hashem, to increase our Limud Torah. Should be carrying with us Lechcha B'Derech in all places that we go. Yesh Koach Gadol, have a good night.